Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1133. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Refuah Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to Amalacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, so just we've spoken about the bee in general. We spoke about the fly in general. We can trap. I just want to read from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, how he brings it down. Only the threat of significant physical pain or injury, like a bee sting or so on, can permit trapping. As far as trapping, even to get rid of it, like we spoke about putting the cup over the bee and so on. Insects that are merely annoying, for example, a housefly, ants, roaches, these type of things, or whose sting can only mildly be painful, be a mild pain or discomfort. We'll try and talk a little bit about mosquitoes. That's a little bit up in the air, but we have to talk about that. But those other things like roaches, flies, ants, and so on may not be trapped. In general, they may not be trapped. Trapping is prohibited even if the buzzing and the buzzing sound is interfering and the insect disturbs one at their meal. Let's say I'm in the middle of eating and then the thing is flying around. You know, it's annoying me. You know what I mean? There's a roach on the floor. It's annoying me, or something along those lines. And it's at the meal. It's disruptive to the person's solitude. Only direct physical pain is grounds to permit trapping of any animal. Emotional discomfort, he brings out, is generally not sufficient basis for permitting a malacha in general. But of course, there's various different degrees of that is how it goes. But I do want to mention one thing, that it does happen sometime. In general, if the insect doesn't bother a person, then it's not a, you know, major issue. You have to leave it for sure. To kill in reference to roaches, let's say, roaches, which is sometimes, becomes problematic. And some people, it really, really, if you want to say in English, gets on their nerves and annoys them. Like cockroaches, these type of things. You know, we're talking about one or two, whatever the case is. So, of course, to kill them, that cannot be done, which we'll talk about in the malacha of Shoychet, killing creatures and these type of things. It's not allowed to be done. So we established the fact that trapping also cannot be done. There are various different ways with a grumma to use a spray. I'm not going to get into that right now. But one way that is permissible, that is possible, let's say it's in somebody's house, for example, right? And they, if they could get let's say the roach or whatever, to go onto a plate or onto a napkin, and if it's possible with their foot, it's not being trapped. It goes onto the plate. It could just run away. It's not trapped at all. Trap means you put the cup over it. Trap means you flip the plate over it. It can't get away. But we've spoken about in the past in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Mishnah Berurah, actually in the Ramon, in the Shulchan Aruch with the box. And then the Mishnah Berurah explained if there's an opening in the box. So trapping these flies and these type of things, which for sure are creatures which are in amina nitsa, it's a worst case scenario, are the rabbanans. You're not dealing with the rices over here, roaches and flies, we saw specifically in the Mechaba, ants also, it's not the type of creatures that people usually catch and use. So if somebody could get them, so to trap them in a cup or plate, these type of things that we don't do, we can't do. But to get them, you could get them on a plate and sort of like, you know, let's say flip it outside in the case in time where this is not a question of, carrying, because that's a different problem. If there's no area of you throwing it into Rishu Sarab, but let's say in a backyard or whatever the case is, you could flip it either out the window or a place where there's, the carrying is not a problem. Your backyard or so on, it's an enclosed area. Either to flip it outside, or to somehow, you know, again, with a fly, it's going to be very hard, but with roaches, sometimes it happens. Somebody sees a roach, this type of a thing, or sometimes an ant, and if it really bothers them, because in general, these things are muksa also, you have to be careful, they're muksa. Now, again, we're talking about a case in time where you're not going to kill it, it's not going to get killed at all. These things usually don't get killed so fast, unless you squash them. And they're muksa also, right? So, but over here, we have a different thing in muksa called grav shel re'e. It's a grav shel re'e. It's a disgusting thing. It's annoying me. We'll talk about in Hilchas Muksa, there is such a concept of graf shel re'e, whereby one could actually move it. So definitely moving it like this, tiltal kalach yad, you're moving it with a plate, or moving it with a napkin, or whatever the case is, and you get it to go on the napkin or a plate, and just flip it outside, assuming that it's not going to die, but usually it won't. If it's just a flip, these roaches, they fly, or, you know, they jump all over the place, so usually when they land, they're not going to die, they just run away. So that is one way of doing it. Not to trap it, again, not to kill it, not to trap it, but to somehow how to get it on a plate, on a napkin or whatever, and just, give it a fling outside, either out the window or the doorway or whatever the case is. So in these cases where it's grav shel re'eh, that would be fine. But again, assuming that it's bothering a person, if it's just an ant somewhere and whatever, like I couldn't care less, that you're not supposed to do because these things are muksa. You do have to be careful, all these insects and so on. But if it's taka grav shel re'eh and it's disgusting, annoying and so on, like certain cockroaches, definitely roaches and these type of things, sometimes definitely fall into that category. A fly, like I said, would be harder, but in those instances, one would be allowed to, right? If, let's say, if it's for whatever reason, it's an ant that's doing it. It's an ant running around. It's just, it's disgusting to me. Usually, an ant is not a major problem. It's more with a roach, or cockroach and these type of things, but the same thing would apply, falling under that category of graf shel re'eh. But again, being careful when you do fling it, not to kill it. And also not to trap it. Like we said, not to put a cup over it, not to put a plate over it. Just while it's crawling on the plate, you flip it out. You know what I mean? Because it was never trapped. That's not called, that is not considered trapped. Very simply, the way it's crawling on the plate, it could crawl on your hand, it could crawl on the floor. I mean, that's not considered trapped at all. Now, the same thing, I mean, the same concept, basically. If we spoke about emotional discomfort, if it's severe emotional discomfort for a certain thing, then it's a different story. One has to consult a rav or whatever the case is. We'll talk about, like, for example, with mice. I remember once I was learning with somebody, and they came in, and they said that there was a mouse, apparently, in the house, and, basically everybody in the house was standing on the table. So there are certain ways to work with it. We'll talk about that. That's a separate thing. But right now we'll talk about the insect family, and that's how to work with that. And he brings down the Sefer Lamentes Melachos. It's also from the Mishnah Berurah, catching any harmless insect is harmless. Again, harmless insect, like we said, these type of things, physically, it's harmless. Ants, roaches, flies, these are physically, it's harmless things. Catching any harmless insect is taka osur, even if the intention is to, and again, these are derabbanans, they're derabbanans, obviously, this eina mina nitzad, even if the intention is to release it immediately after removing it from the room, right? Because we saw, like, from the Rambam, that it's really not even almost a malacha, but still, the problem is, malacha, it's still tzad, as long as once the thing, according to many major rishonim and so on, once it occurs, the moment that the creature is captured, let's say I get a roach, I capture a roach, for 5 seconds, I capture it in a cup, or I cover the cup, or whatever, and then I fling it out, or whatever. But once you capture it, I capture it in a plate, I capture it in a cup, and I, with that, I fling it out. But once you enclose it, that's the problem over here, because the malacha of tzad occurs the moment the creature is totally confined. Once this creature, this roach, this fly, this whatever it is, and again, a insect or whatever that's harmless, or ant or whatever, once it's enclosed in an area, regardless of the later intentions, either whether you want to get rid of it in 5 seconds or not, but once you enclose it, the malach of tzad, albeit the rabbanon in these cases, because it's ein amin anitzayt, falls into effect. So one has to be careful in these instances, but it's definitely, if it's annoying a person, it falls under the category of graf shel re'eh, especially like roaches, cockroaches, these type of things. And one could get rid of it the way we spoke about, but just not to trap it. Thank you for listening. Haslach and bracha, kol tov.